From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Earthworms are good, right? They churn up the soil and help lawns and gardens grow. But there's a more troublesome side to these critters. They're slowly invading parts of the country where they don't belong and wreaking ecological havoc. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Linda Parker, an ecologist for the U.S. Forest Service, steps gingerly through a patch of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest in northern Wisconsin.
This is some of the prettiest country in the world.
It's cool under the canopy of maple, birch, and basswood trees. Patches of sunlight dance across a rolling forest floor, blanketed with seedlings, ancient ferns, mosses, and flowers. They grow out of a spongy mat called duff. It's so thick that Parker sinks up to her ankles. She bends over and touches it.
This is literally the foundation of the forest and the future of the forest right here.
The duff is a moist, dark tangle of decomposing leaves and sticks, laced with seeds and bulbs and networks of roots as fine and pale as vermicelli. It houses the forest's digestive system, the fungi and bacteria that slowly break organic matter down into phosphorus and nitrogen to nourish new growth.
This community of plants and animals, the wildflowers, the birds that nest among the wildflowers, the maple seedlings and the maple trees, this system, this northern hardwood forest, has essentially evolved in the absence of earthworms. There haven't been native earthworms here since the time of the glaciers, which is about 10 to 12,000 years.
That's true throughout most of Canada and a huge swath of the northern United States. But the worms are coming. They hitch rides with road-building crews, landscapers, and fishermen. Leo Crawley runs Up North Sports and Gifts in Presque Isle, Wisconsin.
This is where we have our live bait. Walleye bait over here, crappie bait over there, and we also have some leeches in there, which we sell by the dozen or so.
Crawley's hottest sellers are chubby night crawlers packaged in styrofoam cups.
Catch anything with those. Walleye, bass, occasional northern. Muskies have been caught on those.
But the ones that don't end up on hooks typically get thrown away. They crawl into the forest and start eating. Keita Sheehan, a plant ecologist for the U.S. Forest Service, says the damage can be stunning.
We first started noticing these bare spots in the forest when we were out doing plant surveys. It looked like someone had come in and just vacuumed the forest floor. Those worms take advantage of the high amount of worm food, the duff layer, to just go nuts with their population, and it builds rapidly.
Preliminary surveys show that between 50 and 80% of northern hardwood forests have already been wormed, as Sheehan puts it. In these areas, fallen leaves that used to take 4 years to decompose can vanish in just 4 weeks.
There's one right now, a very tiny little worm.
Linda Parker kicks the soil of an infested patch of forest like a batter on home plate. Instead of burrowing into thick compost, she hits hard grayish dirt. The nearby tree trunks bear a telltale line where bright green moss disappears about 4 inches above the ground.
It's a very sort of clear line at the base of the tree that tells us that the forest floor has literally dropped here.
Sugar maples typically dominate these northern hardwood forests. But Parker says worms leave these trees, reproducing at just half their normal rate. In this corner of the forest, there are hardly any seedlings at all.
It could be that we're looking at the living dead, that there's no future maple forest here on this particular site.
Biologists also fear for animals like salamanders, frogs, and forest-dwelling birds. Already, the population of ground-nesting ovenbirds is slipping. Worm-loving robins, newcomers to these forests, are getting more and more common. Sedge is spreading, replacing the old undergrowth with what looks like an overgrown suburban lawn. Scientists aren't sure what can be done. They say poisoning or introducing a new predator would be too risky. For now, they're concentrating on ways to protect forests that are still worm-free. Officials in Minnesota have distributed posters cautioning bait shop customers to contain those crawlers. It's best to take them back home, says ecologist Linda Parker. Dumping them into the lakes, no good.
Because worms can swim.
Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.